Alrighty.
Hey, everyone. Shut up. We're doing the intro. Hey, everyone. It's Jeremy. Kevin's the interrupting fool on the other end. This is a very special edition of Stunt Granny, as in we're going to try and bust out one of these every day this week for the big lead-up to WrestleMania because, you know, WrestleMania is wrestling Super Bowl in the Grammys and the Emmys. All rolled into one day. So Kevin and I are going to be giving our thoughts, predictions on each match. We're going to post one a day and don't really know what's coming each day yet because we put no thought into this ahead of time. So
well,
hey, Kevin.
We put in a little bit of thought.
2 minutes before you hit the record button isn't really...
We thought up the concept early today at work when we were not working.
We got paid to come up with this conversation, or this idea, though.
Exactly.
So, all right. So, we don't know if we're going to bother telling people what we're talking about before the next audio gets posted or not. It's going to be a work in progress. So, let's just get into it. Let's get this one out of the way. Probably one of the more uninteresting matches on the card. We're going to start off with the 25 Diva Battle Royal. I don't really give a shit about this match. I mean, I would have rather seen, and I know this is just a fanish pipe dream, but I would have rather seen Beth Phoenix versus Trish Stratus. I mean, the way they teased it just enough. When they had Trish come back at Toronto that 1 year, I thought that would have been a lot more fun.
Well, it was just last year.
Well, no. When they had Trish, no, in Toronto for Raw. That's what I meant. They had that Raw in Toronto, that was just a couple months ago, wasn't it?
Oh, okay, it was earlier this year. You said a couple of years ago.
Yeah, well, it's because I made a mistake. Because I'm talking on my ass trying to figure out what Jericho's talking about. So we're giving it away on Monday. We're recording this one Monday. I mean, basically, who gives a crap if your name miss WrestleMania or not, though? I don't understand what the importance of it is. And they've done nothing to actually describe or explain why it matters if you become Miss WrestleMania or not.
Yeah, I mean, outside of the fact that a male participant is probably going to be in the match now, yeah, there is, like, no prize at the end of the rainbow for the Divas. It's just like, you know what, we're going to shove you onto the show. And you get to not have any of the spotlight in your own match because we can't figure out what to do with one of the greatest heels that we have in the company.
Yeah.
In Santino.
Well, they've really scaled back everything he's done, though. I mean,
that's what makes it even worse, I think, to me. Like, not even scaled back, like, until he was on a couple of weeks, when he started this whole quest to become Miss WrestleMania, I honestly thought that he was gone for at least a couple of weeks. Like, I don't even think they had him on TV.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right, because I do not remember the last time Santino was on before all that started. So
yeah. I mean, it was 2 to 4 weeks where he just absolutely just was not on the show. Or if he was, it was just like he was down at ringside with, you know, Glamorella.
Yeah.
And that was it. I mean, God. You know, the women don't get enough of the spotlight as it is.
Yeah, and
that's even more insulting that the centerpiece of your match.
Yeah, well, you actually hit on something very good, though, is about how the women barely get any mention now. I mean, look at Mickie James was in there. I can't remember the last thing she did. I mean, well, I'm sorry. The last thing she did was have that whole little flirting session with John Cena. And that's been it. I mean, she's been on, but she's done no talking whatsoever. And that's just, I mean, for someone who is such a major part of the last two WrestleManias, that's a big step down, just kind of surprising, really.
Yeah, or the fact they didn't at least even go with a, you know, you could at least highlight the two of them, the two champs, you know, and have them wrestle or something like that. I don't know, like, or even a SmackDown, I don't know, could they do a three-way match, maybe?
Well, Well, they haven't made a case for it, so I wouldn't. I would say no. They've done no build up. If they wanted to have,
yeah. I mean, now it's too late. But I guess I'm just trying to come up with some alternative to this battle royal that they're, stuck into.
But this is a way to get everybody on the show, though.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, and that's what I guess that's what they're trying to do now. I mean, why else would a match we'll talk about later? The tag team unification match. It doesn't need lumberjacks, but they got to get everybody on the show somehow. So,
right.
But no, with the women, though, I mean, if you look at the two champions, this is also another reason that this battle royal had to take place. Nobody cares about Maryse at all. No matter how much that woman tries, no one cares about her. And which is a real, damper to me, because I think she actually has some potential. If they would allow the women to talk. I mean, she plays the sexy bitchy chick really well. I meant arrogant also.
Well, yeah, and part of the problem with that is that as soon as she won, they decided to flip, Miss Undertaker.
Yeah.
To the heel side, and it really took. And they're basically the same character, except she's more McCool's more accomplished at sports since she played softball. And
she's loving life. That's why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like and that really took her thunder. I mean, injuring yourself like right after you win the championship sure didn't do anybody any favors either.
No.
And not that she intentionally. Tonya Hardinged herself or anything, but
yeah, no, you're exactly right. Yeah, but I mean, also on the Raw side, Melina's your champion, the worst. And I used to qualify that with female babyface ever. No, she's the worst babyface ever. Much like Sting is the worst heel ever, Melina is just as equally bad as Sting is at being a heel. I mean, you see her, you have no reason to cheer for her. You have no reason to cheer for that woman at all.
Oh, no.
I mean, you see her and you're like, okay. And I know Eric and Dusty always got on her about, trying to pretend to being the bitchy, like snarky chick. Well, that fits much more than her being a baby face, does it? It's just ridiculous.
Agreed. Yeah. I was almost going to say they'd be better off switching the roles of those two.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Maryse might be able to play the face. I don't know.
Everybody loves the hot blonde. Come on, look at Trish.
I
think she got over mostly on her looks and a little bit of...
titties, dude.
Well,
they had her barking like
Maryse
a dog and stuff.
Yeah.
You haven't seen Maryse crawling around barking like a dog.
Well, maybe that's it. I mean, just because it is PG... Now they realize they can't show the titties, so that's why they're scaling back the women's division in general.
That's a good, actually I didn't think of that, but yeah, that's probably exactly why it is. I mean, other than the outfits changing, they don't know how to portray anybody but Beth Phoenix as a strong female. They have no fucking clue how to do it, but...
Well, and they have no idea. I think someone brought this up a long time ago, and I don't know who did it exactly, but, everything is just vanity for them. No one's ever fighting for the belt itself. It's just because,
save it. That's going to be covered in both of our championship matches. I'm sorry, the heavyweight or whatever championship matches. That will definitely be covered. How no one cares about the damn belt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
But John, John Cena's the only one that cares about the belt.
Oh,
that it seems
and I was definitely going to bring that up, because that was...
But he's not in a Divas Battle Royal, so we'll skip that.
I was going to say, more in general, on a whole, the women... almost never have it established that they want the belt, really. Like, that really almost is never the main crux of their feud. Even when it is there, it's rarely that is the main object to the whole thing. At least, I know with the men's title matches now that is the case, but, they usually, especially for WrestleMania, do a good job of, you know, hyping the belts themselves.
Yeah, but I think, but really, that's actually changed a little bit, that the women do actually want the belt more so than the males do, because the women have nothing else to fight for. I mean, there's nothing else. I mean, Beth Phoenix, all she wants to do is win the belt. It doesn't matter who it is. Melina just wanted revenge and happened to get the belt. I guess it depends. Like, for all we've ragged on Michelle McCool, at least when she was going after the title, that's what she kept bringing up.
Yeah.
But with the other ones, like Jillian Hall, why does she exist? The Bella Twins, they don't really wrestle all that often against other women, I guess, now. And they've relegated Natalia to a manager role. So I don't know. Using all these factors, I guess this is why this is the only reason they could come up with a 25 Diva Battle Royal. And of course there are 18 spots. 7 of them are going to mystery competitors.
Well, speaking of one mystery competitor, if you're counting her or not, who just recently had the world's worst debut, possibly.
Yeah, poor girl.
Gail Kim might be taking up one of those mystery spots, or at least I'd imagine.
No, she's one of the 18. Oh,
she is one of the 18?
Yeah, they had the graphic up today. She is one of the 18.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
Well, Tammy Sitch said she had been contacted. You know what? I can't find where I wrote down all the people.
Lita's
not one of them. Trish Stratus said she's not one of them. So it doesn't really seem to be it doesn't seem like there's going to be any sort of Royal Rumble type surprises.
What? I mean, you don't think Mae Young's going to be a surprise?
No, actually, you know what? With my limited thought on this, I bet you she'll be one of them, I'm sure. Well, she's still alive, right? And that sounds mean, but I'm being dead serious. She's not. She's old.
Yeah, no, she was just on not that long ago. And really, if they use her, I hope like she comes out and like everybody decides, like all the babyface divas are in there, at least a couple of them are, and they just decide to, you know, split out of the ring so they don't fucking break her.
Yeah, well, as long as someone does, you know, watch over. Yeah. Trying to think. Who else? Oh, man, I really wish I could find my stuff, so I apologize to everybody. But this would be a good place to have people go and look it up, and then they can post in the comments section who some of the rumored people are. But I don't know.
Yeah, well,
does this even warrant any sort of prediction-wise, like who's going to win? It's such a nothing match with no build-up, and it's a 25-person battle royal. And maybe I've missed a spoiler on who wins this or not, but...
No, you haven't. Like, I mean, and it goes back to, like, establishing what Miss WrestleMania is.
Mm.
You know, why do you want it? Are they getting extra money for it? Are they going to get to pose... Even in... You know, like the WWE calendar. I don't care if they're not doing Playboy anymore. Like, make some shit up. I don't care.
Yeah, you get an exclusive photo shoot on WWE.com or something. I think that would be a... I mean, I almost said swell. That'd be a neato idea. No, that's exactly it. They needed to get into this, but...
Golly gee, Jeremy. I'm glad you like my idea.
But, I mean... And it goes back to with all the amount of time they have on TV for the however many hours of programming
at
they say they
five
have on
hours
TV.
Of major programming.
Yeah. That they could at least come up with something in a 5-minute segment. And if anything, since Beth Phoenix is the only one that ever gets talking time, it seems, have her say what it is.
Yeah.
Just
or
something.
Have Santino say what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
If he's so obsessed with becoming Miss WrestleMania, then if you don't trust any of the women to talk.
Yeah, so that's basically... Basically? What the fuck is wrong with me? That's basically the 25 Diva Battle Royal, a confusing mess of a bunch of hot chicks with fake boobs. I mean, And I have absolutely no problem with that. So,
it could be worse. It'll be a time filler at some point.
I was just about to ask you, what part of the show, is this going to be an early part of the show fill-in, or is it going to be a late part of the show fill-in?
Just because I would have to think that even though it's inconsequential, it's going to go at least some distance of time. And with all the intros, I mean, are they going to do each woman individually? You know, you would think that it'd almost have to be kind of near the beginning so that you don't, like, almost burn the crowd out on intros. And even if they do one big mass introduction, good gravy, march them out there quick, that's going to take a decent chunk of time.
No, the way they could do it, if they do the whole stampede approach, they all walk in order.
Yeah.
And whoever's sitting there going, welcome, or now in the ring, blah, 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 and just announce them just one after another. Here's Gail Kim, Brie Bella, Brittany Bella. I don't know what the other
Nikki. Girl.
Nikki, thank you. Nikki Bella, Beth Phoenix, you know, just rattle it like that. They're in the ring by the time they get done. And then, you know, or have the mystery people at the end. So, like, there's a wide enough divide in between who's coming and who's an established person and then the guest. So you're like, and finally, I don't know, Natalia. And then please welcome back. And then you've got all your other people. You look at it that way.
Right.
So, but I think that'll wrap it up for the first portion. We'll try it. We'll be back later today with the next one. So say bye, Kevin.
Bye, Kevin.